Karen Ward, present.
Kathy Nagin, present.
Steve Martinez, present.
And Ken Moldex is present. At this time, I would like to ask Tom lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Tom. Item number four is added agenda items.
None?
Okay. And item number five is our consent agenda. Any council comments?
Mr. Mayor, I need to state that conflict of interest with that guilt of what was heard.
Thank you very much. Let the record reflect that. Any others? Hearing none. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's unanimously approved. At this time, we will take public comments. And what I will say is that policies and procedures for the City of Lapine is published allow 3 minutes per person who wants to make public comments. And I'll take those comments at this time.
I'm having trouble hearing you. It sounds like you're not speaking in there. And so I want to hear
all
the
right
comments. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any public comments at this time? If so, state your name and address and come up here, please, in front of the council.
I just want to know if we're able to speak on one of the items, or are we going to wait for later on for those?
We will have, there's a sign-up sheet back there for the item on the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The marijuana discussion, people will be able to testify on that specifically.
Yeah. Any other public comments at this point in time?
Is now the time for it?
Excuse me?
Is now the time for the comment on the marijuana or no?
You could make a comment now, but there will be a full discussion on it and a public hearing. Okay? Thank you. Any further? Hearing none, we will move along. Thank you very much.
We need more chairs. We have some disabled people coming in. We need some more chairs.
You'll have to have someone give up their seat to the
Thank you, guys.
Item number seven is approval of cost of living adjustment for staff.
Nope, that's a different meeting. You got the wrong agenda.
Oh. Sorry about that. That's considered. Item number seven on the agenda is ordinance number 2015-08, an ordinance of the City of Lapine prohibiting the sale of limited marijuana retail products from the medical marijuana dispensaries and declaring an emergency. At this time, I will open the public hearing and take a staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We held a work session last week, and at your request, you wanted us to draw up a ordinance that would meet the law, which requires that if we were going to ban recreational sales of marijuana in or through out of medical marijuana dispensaries, we needed to do that by basically October 1st. Time was of an essence, and we have our attorney put this ordinance together, 2015-07, and it does exactly that. It's a pretty short ordinance. It doesn't deal with time, place, and manner in the future. It doesn't have anything to do with placing a ban on the ballot. in next November of 16. It is very specific to whether or not the city of Lapine, if you don't do anything, what will happen is we have two medical marijuana dispensaries, and they would be able to begin dispensing recreational marijuana. If you were to pass this, then that would ban their ability at those locations to sell recreational marijuana until December 31st of 2016. So through all of next year. And the other day you were saying January 4th or something. Yeah. And so I talked to our attorney on that and know that the date isn't. Now, you can pass this. You can also overturn it, repeal it later. If January, February, March, new rules come out through the LCC, other things come along, you can obviously rescind it. We could come up with another one. So the way the rules are written, it's good through the December 31st of next year. But, you know, a lot may change in the meantime.
I suspect it will. Okay.
So that's it really from the staff. It's really...
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, with the staff report, I'll open the public comments at this time. We have a list of those that have asked to speak. And if I could have that list, staff.
Randy, did you put your name on it? Bill Worth.
Can I see if my name's on there also?
I think you did.
What's your name, sir?
John Weatherly. Should be at the bottom. If I didn't, I want to. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
At this time, I would ask Robert, is that Otani?
Botany, yeah.
Botany?
Yeah.
Bob Botany.
I can.
How you doing? Randy?
Yeah.
I have.
Oh, you want me
his
to
name on the list
retract?
First?
Okay.
Would you mind?
No, not
we'll just go down the list.
Not at all.
All right.
Absolutely.
Bob, if you'll join us up here, state your name and address, please, for the record.
My name is Robert Otney, and I live at 5338 Old Bridge Drive, Lapine.
Okay. Thank you.
And my only question really is, as I read this, as it's written, it doesn't really seem to protect the OMMP program in any way. It says, what it seems to say is it bans the sale of limited products, da-da-da, as you can read. But couldn't that be interpreted to mean OMMP and recreational? And couldn't that be applied to both the ways that it's not really very clear, is all I'm saying. Is that clear to you?
It is clear to us, and it strictly deals with banning the sale of recreational marijuana during a period of time starting 1 October.
Okay. Then that's my only question.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Randy, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry about that.
No, it's absolutely fine.
In order. Okay. So I'm the owner of one of the owners of Green Knots Dispensary, so this order.
Can't hear.
Okay. Randy, push the red button.
Okay.
And I'll ask for quiet, please, so there is a little bit of a hearing issue I see, so everybody can hear it.
Absolutely. my name is Randy Huff with Green Knots Dispensary. This ordinance is a pretty big ordinance that directly affects the future of my business and a lot of business owners in the city of Lapine for revenue. As far as time, place, manner for recreational sales, in Ordinance 2015-02, Section 5, it stipulates dispensaries in general, so that the time, place, and manner is basically set for recreational sales through that ordinance. So we do have a TPM on recreational sales. Now, everything's regulated in the dispensaries pretty seriously. I mean, it's really locked down. Everything's documented correctly. So as far as that goes, everything, I mean, as far as recreational sales goes, it's really a good thing for my business, especially. Now, as far as the safety of the citizens of Lapine, basically, I wanted to say that if you can't get your cannabis from a dispensary where it's tested, you're going to be getting it on the street. And a lot of the product is not, none of it's really tested, so it's a safety hazard for the citizens of Lapine. That for adult use, that is going to be using cannabis outside getting it from a dispensary. So it's really a serious issue. It's a health issue as well. Another thing I wanted to say is we really want to keep the money in Lapine for all business owners and for myself especially. And if recreational sales are banned, all our money is going to be going to Bend. And they already have enough money as it is. We have a lot of poverty in Lapine here. And I think it's great for the city of Lapine to allow business to grow and help get Oregon back on its feet. It's a really important thing to allow recreational sales. And that's basically it. I know there's a lot of people that want to speak. So,
okay. Randy, would you state your address again, please?
52536 Skidgel Road, Lapine, Oregon.
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
Appreciate it.
Oops. Drunk.
Is it Matt?
Let me fix that.
Tofer?
Tofer. Yep.
Thank you.
Tofer.
And Jill.
And Jill Tupfer.
Name and address.
Matt Tofer. Our address is 15760 Jack Pine Road. And Jill Tofer.
Same. I'm his wife.
So we're here to talk about the banning of this, you know, early rec sales. We own Green Life Gardening. We've been there 7 years. We've dealt with the community for all, you know, 7 years. And of those 7 years, we've dealt with a lot of cannabis growers, farmers, people that make a living off of this plant. Now that the legalization of Oregon has happened, we were under the impression as business owners when we were dealing with the ordinance on medical dispensaries that you guys were for recreational sales as well.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, the form kind of led us to believe that that was going to be something that we were going to
do. In the last week, we've gathered well over 250 signatures.
Well, just in the last few days, because
since the last
Labor Day weekend.
Well over 250 signatures from just people coming into the store and expressing their feelings as well as business owners in Lapine, many that you all know. I'm not going to name names, but we believe that this community wants this. So we're here to fight for it. We believe that we should be able to sell recreational marijuana in October. And we know it's going to bring not only tax revenue eventually, but jobs that we need and safe access for the citizens of Lapine.
I wanted to add that, you know, people that voted for Measure 91 that don't use cannabis, they voted for it because they want to see it regulated. They want to see revenue for the state, city, county. And I, you know, I've had a lot of support in the community from people that I know that don't use cannabis and that are business owners and, you know.
And
I just wanted to add that because, you know, people might not be here today to show their support, but I feel that when it does get voted on, you know, that it will be something that probably would be passed. So I feel like...
Definitely. When Rick's talking about, you know, if you guys don't do anything, that we're going to be allowed to sell recreational cannabis like it's something different, we're selling it right now. We're selling it right now. And if somebody doesn't have their medical card, they can't come in. We're on lockdown, okay? The state has us so regulated, there's no way anybody under 21 is going to be able to get any cannabis out of our dispensary.
Yep.
Period.
And it's tested. Yeah, with the, you know, the state has very strict rules on it, and you know, the black market, leading people into somewhere where they can get it safely.
They're going to go to Craigslist. They're going to hit up the ShopSmart
parking
lot. Well,
they're all going to go to Bend, too. You know, it's just as easy for somebody to drive up to Bend
Half of our citizens already go to Bend because we can't get, you know, good prices on groceries, good prices on, you know, this and that and blah, blah, blah. I hate to say that, but it's true. And for the most part, we spend our money in Bend. So if we continue to do things like we're doing today, we're going to continue to spend our money in Bend. Please don't opt out of this rec sales.
Please.
Thank you, guys.
Very good. Very good.
I think it's Cosamora.
Sure.
It's Rosa.
I'm sorry.
It's Rosa.
Oh, Rosa. All right. Name and address, please, Rosa.
My name's Rosa Mora, and I live at 52536.
Would you mind trying to use the microphone for some of the others in the room that can hear you? And it should be on.
It
push
should be
the
on.
Red button.
Push the red button.
Okay.
Is it on? No. It's not on. I have to hold it?
Green.
Hold green?
Orange. Green. No, blue.
Blue?
Blue.
All right. Perfect. Push the red button, and if it stays down, it should be on.
Okay, it's down, but it's not working.
Speak up. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm here because I work at the Grey Knots Dispensary, and I feel like if you ban the recreational, it's going to take effect on me and my family, because not only am I not going to be able to get more hours and more pay, it's going to take an effect on me. And then also being a parent, knowing that they're not wanting, or you're not wanting to do this, my children. I want it to be legit. I want it to be under control more than what it is. I don't want it to be the black market. That scares me with having children. So, but that's about all I have to say about that.
All right, thank you very much. Steve Dollar. Steve Dollar in the room? Come on up, Steve.
Steve Dollar, 51491 Morrison, Lapine, Oregon. I'm all for banning the use of, or the sale of recreational marijuana. You know, I don't have a problem with the medical marijuana because I understand that people have needs. But I grew up in a house with a mother who used marijuana every day. And it does affect the kids. You know, I know right now of a 15-year-old who has his medical marijuana card. He doesn't keep it hid from his sisters. He doesn't keep it hid from his brother. Now his 12-year-old brother is smoking it. There might be laws, you know, governing how the sale of it happens, and they have to keep strict records. But when that goes out to the families, there's no strict records. They don't keep that. Kids are still able to get it. I was able to pull the joints out of my mom's ashtray. I was able to steal a pot from her. You know, medical marijuana, great. There's needs for it. But I'm against alcohol, too, so.
Okay. Thank you very much, Steve. Dennis Scott, Lapine.
Dennis Scott, 52706 Murray Drive, Lapine. Since I was up, you know, challenging to be a city councilor, I gave this a lot of thought this week. And I agree with a lot of these people that it would be nice if it was sold under a controlled atmosphere, like these gentlemen that have their dispensaries. I'd also like to know the cost of it would be for the city to put a moratorium on it for this length of time. Mm-hmm. But all of that said, I called the election board, and the city of Lapine actually voted against it, mm-hmm. 269-227. So I guess the council has to weigh the election of the people, what the people want, compared to the, you know, these gentlemen here. There's two sides, and it's a hard issue. But the city did vote against it. You know, that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much, Dennis. Is it Gary Bradley?
Yeah, that's me.
Gary. Yardley.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, state your name.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Gary Beersley. I live in the Pine. I want you to say a few things about...
Excuse me, Gary. What's your address, please?
The Pine.
You have a street address, please?
Deerfield Drive.
A number. He wants a number.
I don't have...
Just moved here, so he says he doesn't... You don't have the number?
I don't
know. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gary, and we'll worry about it later.
Okay. Good evening. I want you to say a few things about recreational and a medical dispensary. I am an OMMP caregiver to help an OMMP patient, and the patient requests me as the caregiver to analyze and research the several cannabis strains that will benefit the patient to increase the appetite, insomnia, and anxiety due from PTSD. For a year past, I've seen a patient receive the benefit result of the medical marijuana into proactive in a livelihood and able to go out in the public and work environment without anxiety and or fear. I visited several medical marijuana dispensary. My experience to visit a dispensary store is very nice and clean and comfortable. Dispensary is very stressful. And the bartender is able to answer any question to OMMP patients concerned about the product. Also, I've seen the other OMMP patients whom are from young, middle age, young and old veteran, cancer patient, and for those who the marijuana, for those who have lifetime disability, go to a medical marijuana dispensary as well. The Measure 9 has passed by Oregon border to legalize the marijuana. Recreational marijuana dispensary will receive the benefit by the tax revenue to the state of Oregon investment. Prohibitive the sale of marijuana will harm to our community, and prohibitive the sale of marijuana will that operates by OLLC and medical dispensary will see the will increase the crime in public and residential area. Growing marijuana is the art of science to grow properly to make the best product to use for medical and recreational marijuana. Some marijuana users don't have a knowledge to grow cannabis strain. Also expensive to start up the growing room, expensive to maintain to prevent the pest disease to affect the plant. This is the best option for individual users to go to a dispensary to purchase the product and stay legal without breaking the law. I say no to prohibition of sale of marijuana. It's more convenient for to purchase in a local dispensary than take a trip to Bend and make a purchase for a personal medical or recreational usage. You as councilship have no right to make a prohibit to the sale of marijuana in the city of La Pine. Councilship do not own the city of La Pine to make the law to post it without La Pine resident approved. And we as citizens of La Pine had a freedom of choice, had medical or recreational user. It needs to be recognized our equal rights with respect to Oregon voters. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please, this is a business meeting and I'd like for you to hold all your clapping and we'll get on with the business. Glenn Costello.
My name is Glenn Costello. I live at 16179 Hawkslayer Road. Just like you know that because I live just outside the city limits, I've been at city council meetings, and they've been making it quite clear that my voice here doesn't matter because I'm not a citizen of La Pine. So instead of directing the board, I'm going to direct the audience.
Glenn,
the thing is,
can I ask you something?
Yes.
We're here to hear public comment.
I'm commenting right now.
Let me finish.
Okay.
We're here to hear public comment on this ordinance,
mm-hmm.
and that public comment should be addressed to the council because we're the ones making the decision, and it better supports the public good by having you speak to the council and not the audience.
Okay. All right. The thing is, Measure 91 was passed by 56.11% of the people of Oregon, the state of Oregon. After it was passed, just so everybody can keep up on it, the state legislation reworded it to make it to where all the counties and cities will vote whether or not they're going to have any in their cities and counties. Now, our vote, the people who have voted, they're going to, their 15th Amendment right is going to be stripped away, because now it's in the hands of the people behind this counter. It's not in your hands anymore. So they're going to take that vote away from you. They're going to take the will of the people away. The people have spoken to have this happen. Not only that, the revenue. Everybody talks about the revenue. It's not only the dispensaries that are going to lose. Ace Hardware, and I'll name names, they're talking about that they've been selling greenhouses and product and everything else to growers and paint and everything else to dispensaries. And there's one company right there. There's other companies that the restaurants and everything else that gain from this happening. They talk about getting it out in the street. You know, I brought you guys a pretty hefty package, and I heard a lot of ignorant comments about how this works. Number one, the state of Oregon, Measure 91, you cannot sell recreational marijuana. Okay? It has to be donated. It has to be on a donation basis. There was another comment, and it doesn't come to mind right now, but the problem is you're going to vote on something you just don't know anything about. And we like the gentleman spoke earlier, he's ready to sit down with you and answer any question you want. But the thing is, like that those binders that I handed out to everybody, I doubt they were even read. I doubt anybody took the time to read through them, to find out the benefits, both with material and everything else for growing hemp. Lapine can start the first hemp product, like they're doing in Tennessee. And right off the bat,
I'd like to call you on time, please. Thank you very much.
Well.
Wow. John Weatherly.
All the time you do it.
John, what's your address?
Please. Yeah, I'm not from Lapine. That's why I should wonder if I even speak, but I've got it.
No, you're fine. Just give us your address. That'll work too.
133-039 Wild River Drive in Crescent. But I do all my shopping and I come here. And I like it here, so I want to speak just quickly. I want to approach the business end of the research that I don't know has been done, but I know that Oregon Treasury did. And what I'm talking about is the revenue generated through taxes. In other words, I can only speak for myself. So here's how I've since I moved here a year and a half ago. I spend about $336 a month with the dispensaries here and also on growing and getting equipment. So if I were to be taxed at 10%, say for 20 years, that'd be $6,720 I'd donate. And I want to help the community. So he has over 250 signatures. So if those are taxpaying signatures over 20 years, that's $795,600 revenue.
Yep.
So if we were to do a 15% tax, I would, after 20 years, pay $10,080. After 10 years for 250, that's $1,008,000. If it's at 20%, I go up to $20,000 in 20 years, and the rest of us, the total of us, go up to $3 million. I'm a three-tour Vietnam vet. I'm still serving, have never given up since I was 19. Medevac pilot, PTSD, 100%. My psychiatrist recommended medical marijuana. I gave up until I retired last year, and finally I found out how to sleep. And I buy my sleep here in Lapine. Thank you very much.
Is there anybody else who did not sign up that would like to speak at this time?
Clear.
Brad Stewart, 51343 Mitchell Road.
Would you speak so they...
Brad Stewart, 51343 Mitchell Road. You know, the point of Governor Brown signing this bill to enact in the early sales of recreational marijuana was to get it out of the unregulated market, the black market, and get it into a regulated market, and to harness the revenue, the tax, the economic development, being able to, you know, these growers are going to buy property, they're going to build buildings, they're going to spend money in your community. The dispensaries as well will do the same thing. And, you know, we've all lived here. I've lived here for 7 years. We've all lived here for a long time. We're all really, you know, excited about this because 91 passed. And, you know, we're young. I'm just going to get on to the next thing. But it's not only going to bring out that, but I'm thinking that maybe a committee, an advisory committee to help you guys to be able to diverse and to be able to have something to work from instead of people that aren't really familiar with this industry. I'm familiar with it. There's a lot of people here that are familiar with it. It'd be a very polite thing and a respectful thing to let this community have a say and a part in this. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, yes.
Did I see another hand?
Yeah.
A young man over here. Let me get to him first.
We're having a hard time hearing back
all right.
here.
I'll ask him to speak up.
My name is Jason Cotts. I live on Hemlock here in Lapine. I'm not quite sure what what the number is right now. I've heard through testimonies here today about the revenue and how it can help our community. Somebody brought up a hardware store. People are buying greenhouses, setting up, buying soil for their plants, chemicals to help their plants grow. And this is going to help small businesses. You know, people are going to, you know, there's side effects to marijuana. You get hungry. It goes to Taco Bell.
Jason, I can.
Okay.
Please, thank you.
You get hungry, sir?
Excuse me?
Do you get hungry? You got hungry, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I know you don't probably don't smoke marijuana, but people who do, they, you know, draw out meat. That's going to help our businesses, the restaurants that we have here. It's going to help a lot. And I think that's what the people want. It's not just what you guys want. I'm a citizen. I have the right to vote, not just you guys. Everyone here in town has the right. You have no right to take that away.
Thank you.
There you go.
I think, let me take the young lady here. And
hi.
Hi.
My name is Barbie Dunham. I currently work for Think Again Parents of South County, which is TAPS. Most of you know who I am. Mm-hmm. I have two thoughts on this. One is definitely I'm not in favor of anything, alcohol, tobacco, drugs of any kind. The one thing I do have to say is if it's going to be here, it needs to be regulated. And in order to be regulated, it needs to be in these shops. That's basically what I wanted to say.
Okay.
The thing is that if we're not going to take in what the people wanted to start with, we're going to have it in Bend anyway. Just like an alcohol store, if you didn't have one here in Lapine, they'd be driving to Bend. I'm not in favor of any kind of anything like that, but I'm just telling you that it's not going to make a difference. And in 16 months, it's going to be here anyway. If you want the revenue, you need to forget about the opt-out. And I think that it'd be better off if you were controlling it through your city council, through your members, and through these people who have an established place to put this. So that's just my thought.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you, Debbie. Okay, Aaron.
Hi, Garth Huey. Used to live on Whispering Pines.
What's your address, Brian?
It's in Bend.
Okay.
But my wife's a realtor. She sold three houses in the last month here. Unfortunately, the people from California coming up and setting up grow shops. So that might impact people buying your houses in this town, too. And that it all goes into revenue. She was surprised that these people just ripped the barns out, build bigger ones. So it all comes back to revenue, and let's keep it here in Lapine.
All right, thank you, guys. There's a young man.
Hey, Doug.
let me get this young fellow.
My name's Todd Horrocks, 16050 Pierce Road, Lapine, Oregon. I took over the Deschutes Flying Pack lot on Burgess Road about 3 years ago. I've gone through all kinds of stuff with every agency known to man in this state and county. And with talking with the OLCC, I was very surprised to almost get fairly instant pre-approval for a liquor store out there, but encountered extreme resistance when I brought up dispensaries. I went to the first moratorium meeting in Bend when the county did that whole thing and listened to all the arguments. Recently, I've got onto the Lapine Community Watch Facebook site, heard all the residents talking about this whole meeting, seen Ben taking steps to bring people together with the city council on these issues to try to, you know, have liaisons to work through the issues and become properly informed. And I hear all these issues with security and minors and so on, and with revenue. Just the fact that I have to put in a special security system, have safes, a live feed networked connection with the state of Oregon to have a dispensary, and required to have absolutely none of that security for a liquor store, distillery, pharmacy, anything like that. It really tells you that they're not being looked at equally, not even close. Just the initial expense versus a liquor store versus a dispensary, I have to come up with almost $10,000 for security and safes, all that kind of stuff. I don't have to do any of that with a liquor store. Still can't put them in the same building. I'm working on it, but that's another issue. I think it's unfortunate that, you know, most of these people said my whole thing before with Mr. DeBone, their argument was public safety. And most all the people I see come and go and inquire about the dispensary are retired folks, you know, Vietnam vets, PTSD, other vets, people that are on opiates and are trying to get off of it, but they can't. I personally was on five different kinds of medication, begging my doctor for a solution because the pills weren't enough, so I picked up drinking as a crutch. And then I was on, you know, six of medications and whiskey and beer, and it was just ridiculous. And finally, the grace of God, in a car wreck and got a DUI for the pills, I was able to get off all that stuff, get my medical card, and now I don't drink, I don't smoke cigarettes, I rarely even take aspirin. None of that stuff has been completely replaced with cannabis. It's not just for a bunch of kids sitting around in their mom's garage, you know, ditching school. I've been in really intense talks with a fella out of Seattle, Washington. He owns Rainier Distillers. They are an established distillery. He is actually working with techniques to extract cannabis oils and waxes and so on for the production of Rick Simpson oil, which is a cancer treatment. He's working with people with lymphoma and making suppositories and so on with coconut oil. I mean, this stuff works. And I think that money and that knowledge could be really well put to use in this town. There's a lot of people here that are very adamant about what they do, and there's a lot of people that are really good at it. It's just unfortunate that they have to hide in the woods and not share what they have with everyone else, because there's no need for it anymore.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, sir.
Can I see one more over here?
Hello. My name is Don Huff.
John Huff?
Don.
Don, I'm sorry.
Don Huff. 53449 Kokanee Lane, Lapine, Oregon. I'm here for Green Knot Dispensary, which I'm half owner of. And myself, of course. We understand that there will be this ordinance considered at this meeting. We'd like to give you our thoughts on HB 3400 and your exercising the local opt-out by prohibiting limited marijuana sales. We believe this to hinder the peace and safety of our community and to put an overloaded burden on the local law enforcement by allowing a free-for-all to the black market. If you believe prohibiting sales of recreation marijuana, including medical marijuana, is going to actually regulate it, we ask you to think about all the repercussions this may have. Marijuana is now legal to adults over 21. The new laws in Measure 91 greatly decriminalize possession, turns what was a felony for some amounts into misdemeanors, in some cases citations similar to a traffic violation. The people of Oregon have voted for Measure 91. The people of Deschutes County voted for Measure 91, and half of Lapine voted for 91. The demand for recreational marijuana is here. By allowing the medical dispensaries to sell limited marijuana products, you will effectively be creating a system where people can have safe access and be accountable for their purchases. Beyond this, they will be paying a state and city tax that helps fund law enforcement and drug rehabilitation programs, as well as educate the children of our community. Furthermore, this will help detour the black market and out-of-state trafficking. I would like to quote an Oregon leader and head of implementing Measure 91. The chairman of OLCC says that an estimated 75% of medical marijuana reaches the black market. Senator Burdick says, it's no secret that medical marijuana from Oregon is appearing all over the U.S. in the illegal market. You may wonder why so much of medical is hitting the streets, and the answer is there is an abundance of excess that is being grown at this time. By allowing medical marijuana dispensaries to sell marijuana to 21 and over, this will pick up that excess. Provide safe access by controlling what reaches the public through safety protocols, including testing for molds and pesticides. Putting it in child safety containers appropriately labeled with potency and amounts. The people will thus be protected. You will be curbing black market sales and disputes that are generally made in public places, including parking lots, parks, and recreational places in our backyard. Essentially, you will help to create a system of regulation. With that said, I believe it is our duty and the responsibility of our community and community leaders to put the marijuana into a regulated system, which will have taxation and accountability. This not only will help our local law enforcement, but it will extend to the rest of our great nation. We realize that for some, this is highly against their morals and may hit close to their personal beliefs. Our intent is not to insult or derail anyone's personal choices, beliefs, or opinions. We understand that you may see this as us having personal interest in these matters, but the fact of the matter is cannabis has been around since our founding fathers, much like alcohol. And to be honest, I believe everyone knows that it's not going away. Let's end the war on cannabis and put forth our efforts for more important issues in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Was there other comments? One other comment, please?
No, two. Go ahead, you go.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Kim, 52628 Pine Drive.
What's your last name, Kim?
McGinnis.
McGinnis?
Yeah, I've been here a long time, and
have a seat, please.
Okay, sure. Let's just be honest, I've smoked weed for 14 years. Easily. I have a really bad back. I haven't really tried to do the whole getting it medical, but I have medical reason to do it. what I've seen is that here, if I go to my friends or people that I maybe don't know that well, they're going to take my money and they're going to go buy meth. I could go to either of these dispensaries, and those people aren't going to do it. They're going to pay taxes. Like, are we capitalistic or what? Pay the taxes. You know? I don't feel comfortable handing people, random people, like, say I'm completely out and I've been out for a few days, am I back? I can't walk. Then I have to go to a bar. How do I know that that person's not going to lace it with opium? How do I know that they're not going to lace it with something else, like PCP? That's not safe. If you're really for the safety of this establishment, you want your stuff labeled. It's like cereal. Are you going to buy some cereal off the street? Or are you going to buy cereal with a label and you can read what's in it? Like, you know how many calories you're getting. You know what it is. It's regulated by the FDA. It's regulated, and marijuana is too. Like, it would be regulated by FDA because it is a food product. It can help with a lot of things. You know, the oils. I make bath bags. Under this, it would be illegal for me to give him some bath bags because they have leaf in it. Is that right? That people aren't ingesting it. They're just bath bags. But it would still be illegal under this. And $500 per violation when you're looking at over $1 million in taxes? Again, capitalism. Do we want to have money for this city? Or do we want it to just be random people buying other drugs that could possibly put our lives in danger? You know, we're going to do it anyway. I'm not going to quit smoking pot, like, at all, whether you guys have it at a dispensary or not. But I would feel much more comfortable buying it from a store than somebody coming back with a bag of dope and saying, here, I got you this. And I'm like, I don't do that. That's not what I want. That's not going to help me. This is trash. Like, I want actual marijuana that's regulated, that's in a better situation than me feeling completely uncomfortable about handing somebody else my money. Does that make sense? Does it make sense at all?
Thank you.
So, thanks, guys.
Very good.
Ma'am, please.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Gina, and I live in La Pine.
Gina, would you mind speaking into the mic a little bit for the rest of the ones
is this
in the
better?
Back of the room?
Is that better?
I hope so.
Gina,
okay.
Can you give us your last name?
Grimens. Grimens?
With a G?
With a G.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
That's all right. Please be comfortable.
I'm trying. I'm really sad that we are facing this meeting. We shouldn't be here. The people have already voted. You should respect their vote. Safe access is key. What that lady just said happens all the time. I live across the street from Tweakers, and I hate Tweakers. And I'm one of your largest advocates in this state for marijuana. Okay? So I help a lot of people. And what cannabis does is it saves lives. There's nothing toxic about it. It can't kill you. And for us to be having this meeting over cannabis is silly to me. There's heroin out there. There's tweakers. There's pill pushers. There's a lot worse things happening than cannabis. So I hope that you listen to the people's voices, you respect the votes, because if not, I'm going to vote for city council. I'm going to put myself in one of these seats, and I'm going to make sure that we all listen to the people that we serve. Because I feel like this meeting is silly. We should be listening to the people. The people have voted. They voted it to make it legal. Now let it be. Let everything else. Let us, if we have to, you know, create a board for cannabis in our town, let us know. We'll have that happen. Because we want it to be safe, and we don't want you guys to be afraid of us. This is not what you should be afraid of. None of you. You should be afraid of alcohol, guns, pills,
yeah,
tweakers, and heroin.
Yes.
Not cannabis. Not cannabis ever. Okay? That's all I have to say.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Very
good.
Thank
you.
Any further comments? Hearing none, I will close the hearing.
I can have my 18 cents back.
And council deliberations.
I'm a little confused.
No confusion.
Medical marijuana shops have been here a long time. We're not talking about taking away your medical marijuana. We are talking about recreational marijuana that we would like a moratorium time to let us decide where or when we want you. All we're saying is that we are asking whether or not we want recreational marijuana in the same shops that medical marijuana is in. We're not going to take away your medical marijuana.
Yeah, I think we all know that.
Listen. This is council deliberation, not time for comments.
I feel really sorry for the way that you feel about us. We're sitting in a really hot spot right now. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make up our minds where the city's going to go and where we're going to go. It's not an easy place to sit, guys. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kathy?
I agree with a lot of that. The medical marijuana is not going anywhere. It is here to stay. This will give us time to look at the entire picture of what will be going on, and I believe put it up to the entire city at the point that we can all relook at it and get settled down with it. But nothing at this point is being taken away, and there seems to be a thought that that is happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I think
I'll first clarify, medical marijuana is not going anywhere in the city of La Pine. A lot of folks came here, you know, wanting that, and we saw fit to do that. And the stores that are operating now, when they first applied here, said they didn't want anything to do with the recreational marijuana. And now, all of a sudden, they do. Which is...
That's not true. That's not true.
Which, excuse me, you guys, which, if it's, if I have that, if I remember that wrong, then I apologize.
Speak to the council.
Okay.
Please.
Thank you. I will. First, correct, medical marijuana was, or recreational was passed by the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
It was passed by Deschutes County. It was not passed by the city of La Pine.
Correct.
So my request would be to lay it to rest, put it to the voters. If the voters within the city of La Pine agree with it, then I think I myself have an obligation to support the citizens of La Pine. But right now, I think it needs to go to the voters because there's still so many unknown questions out there. And the rules are changing every day. Tomorrow we'll probably have a new set of rules. There's a lot of things that happen in the Willamette Valley as far as the legislature goes that, you know, Central Oregon and Eastern Oregon have voted against, but because the majority is in the Willamette Valley, it's passed. And, you know, I think we just need to reaffirm what the citizens of La Pine want. So That's my two cents. Thank you.
Okay.
One other thing.
Kathy?
One of the things with the medical marijuana that was brought up and seemed to be forefront of the drive was reaching the young patients with the medical marijuana. And I don't see that recreational marijuana will help them at all. And I think we need to look back at that part also. But I agree, it needs to be put up, and I said it before, to the city.
Vote. It is known, and it is a fact, that the city of Lapine, the residents in the city of Lapine, voted 53.36% against recreational marijuana. I'm an elected official of the residents of this city.
When was this vote?
I have an obligation to the voters. I believe that we have the right idea of putting this issue off to the voters for them, just as Councilor Martinez has said, to reaffirm or to give us further guidance about recreational marijuana. So that's my stand. I think it's pretty straightforward. And that's all I've got to say. Any further discussion, Council? No. Then I'll entertain a motion to approve the ordinance 2015-08, an ordinance of the City of Lapine prohibiting the sale of limited.
2015-07.
I'm sorry.
They won't, period.
2015-07.
How many people here in Lapine live in Deschutes County? How many people actually live in Deschutes County?
Sir, listen.
Answer that for me. How many people how many people here actually live in Deschutes County? How many of you live in the city limits of Lapine?
Very different number.
I want
to
sir.
Answer that for me.
It's a simple question.
It's a simple question.
We are going to proceed.
Yeah, it came back at 47%.
You already did. You already know that you've already made up your mind.
Ken.
They've already made up their mind before this meeting ever happened.
Yeah. They didn't take any consideration.
Can I speak, please?
The council will be at recess until the sound of the gavel in 5 minutes.
Ken, may I just ask you?